With this KLAM Sports Update for this Wednesday, April 13th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, last night, the Lamar soccer team, boys soccer team, took on Sergeant Bluff Luton in Missouri River Conference play, trying to pick up their second conference win of the season. Well, they finished the game instead with their first conference loss of the year, losing to SBL by a final of 5-0. The Bulldogs struggled to consistently take care of the ball throughout the majority of the game, and that's what ultimately hurt them in the matchup with the Warriors. As boys head coach Ben Vonheeder says, he knew that this would be a possibility in the Bulldogs' first year as a varsity program.
I think we can kind of see right now that the inexperience is going to be a hurdle we have to climb over all year long. So just continue to battle that. But it's like I've been telling the guys, you know, we're going to take our bumps. We're going to take our losses. But this is a year to learn from those losses. We've got to see, you know, what things we can do better. Take away from like a game like this, you know, they hit scored 4 goals in the first half. And, you know, that's a tough thing to overcome, allowing 4 goals. So I think they did a good job responding. We only let up 1 goal in the second half.
The Bulldogs are now 1-2 on the season overall following that loss to SBL. The Bulldogs would love that record to be better than what it is now, but Coach Vonheeder says that ultimately it's about setting up the program for the bigger picture rather than instant gratification in year one.
It's especially for, like, you know, 14 to 18 year old kids. That's not something they're thinking about. You know, they want that instant gratification. They want to win now. So, you know, that's a tough thing to kind of live with the end in sight and thinking ahead to that. So, you know, that's just a message we keep, you know, trying to tell them. It's like, hey guys, you know, this is your first step in a big journey. So, you know, we just got to keep going bit by bit. You know, I told them at halftime today that, guys, there's not a goal that we're going to put in the back of the net and 4 points are going to go up for us all of a sudden. Like, everything we do is just bit by bit.
The Bulldogs played a junior varsity schedule last season to get their feet wet with the new soccer program. Now that they are a varsity program, Coach Vonheeder says the goal for his team the rest of the year is to see them take that big step up to be playing soccer at a varsity level.
For a lot of them, especially a lot of the guys we have playing varsity this year, they played JV last year, and you can tell that we're kind of just a step behind, and everything we're doing, we're not quite as aggressive as the other team. So I think that's still the biggest thing is learning how to play at a varsity level, you know, playing with that speed, playing with that aggression, and especially like with our touch, you know, it's got to be a lot faster, everything we're doing. So I saw a lot of good things in the second half that's, you know, we were starting to do things a lot quicker, so it's just continuing to do things quicker as we go throughout the season.
The Bulldogs have a week off before they take on Sioux City North on Tuesday, April 19th. We take a look now at our KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. You can find that at KLAM1410.com. Busy day. Soccer, golf, and tennis were all able to get in before the storms came through later on yesterday evening. We'll take a look first at the girls' soccer score from the MRAC. Lamar's picks up their first win in conference play with a 2-0 victory over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Bulldogs have opened up their girls' soccer season with a record of 3-1. They are 1-1 in Missouri River Conference play to start the year. In other girls' soccer scores in the MRAC, 6th-ranked Bishop Heelan beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 6-1, 3rd-ranked Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln over Sioux City North 6-0, and 15th-ranked Sioux City East with a 5-0 win over Unity Christian. To the boys' soccer scores in the MRAC, Sioux City North with a 2-0 winner over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 12th-ranked Bishop Heelan 10-0 big winners over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, and 16th-ranked Sioux City East gets a scare from Sioux City West as they defeat the Wolverines 3-2, but it took penalty kicks to do so. We take a look now at some golf scores from yesterday. The Lamar's girls, after beating Western Christian on Monday, they had their first Missouri River Conference duel out at Willow Creek, and they defeat Sergeant Bluff Luton by a score of 218 to 223. The Bulldog girls golf team now open the season with an overall record of 2-0. There was also Missouri River Conference Triangular, in which Sioux City North was a big winner in that. Sioux City West came second, where Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln finished third. War Eagle Conference Girls Golf, only a handful of these matchups were able to get in due to the weather last night. Galen Catholic wins in a forfeit over West Sioux. Galen shoots 227. West Sioux did not have enough golfers to be able to form a full team total, hence the forfeit. benefit. The Galen girls get Jaden Barthel on the medalist total with a nine-hole score of 49. Virginia Frecking was second on the leaderboard at 57 for Galen Catholic. The Hinton girls golf team wins by 14 strokes over Unity Christian, 217 to 231. Haley Rosenbaum earns another medal, shooting 51 yesterday. Addison Kovarna was third on the leaderboard with a total of 54. To the boys' golf scores from yesterday in the Warrego Conference, Galen wins big over West Sioux. They outshoot the Falcons by a grand total there of 58 strokes, 187 to 245. Dominant fashion for the Jays, who earn the top three and more in the leaderboard, as Dawson Barthel and Cam DeRocher tied for the medal at the top of the leaderboard, shooting 46 apiece. Gabe Wilchin was third with 47. Great showing there for the Galen boys golf team, and they as they get that conference win over West Sioux. To the Hinton boys, they fall to Unity Christian yesterday by 9 strokes, 171 to 180. Caden Barrett was the top scorer on the day for the Blackhawks. He led the way, earning medalist with a 9-hole total of 40. He also won a 1-hole playoff to earn that medalist over the Unity Christian golfer. Good showing for the Blackhawks, just couldn't quite get by a good Unity Christian boys golf team. Tennis was also on the docket for the Lamar's girls and boys. The girls' tennis team pick up their first win of the season, a 9-0 dominant win over Sioux City West. Some great wins, including Katie Cunningham, who blanked her opponent in her singles match. Peyton Wright wins her singles match 8-1, while Hannah Albright and Lexi Hurd won their singles match 8-3. Some great showing on the doubles court as well. Lexi Hurd and Katie Cunningham won their doubles match 8-2, and Hannah Albright and Peyton Wright win their doubles match 8-3. To the boys' tennis scores, 8th-ranked Lamar's beat Sergeant Bluff, beat Sioux City West 9-0. Matthew Ollers, Michael Meese, Cade Calhoun, Evan Pratt, Ian Penne, and Devin Duvall all won 8-0 in their singles matches and in their doubles matches. An absolute fantastic showing by the Lamar's boys tennis team, blanking Sioux City West 9-0. And the only other score on the tennis score sheets was Dennis and Schleswig boys. They beat Sioux City East 6-3. Well, taking a look at what's going on today, nothing on the docket, of course, on this Wednesday here in the spring. But for more sports news, you can check out our website, KLAM1410.com. You can also follow us on our Twitter page. We'll keep you up to date with any sports-related news or notes there at KLAM Sports. This has been your Wednesday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.